Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greifen. Let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we will face omnipresent crisis to protect our brand. Crisis is omnipresent, meaning it is unavoidable. And will happen to you, but we hide from it because we are afraid of what is to come. But it is not any different than riding a bike. Riding a bike is like life, fun, but it's also dangerous and deadly. To be successful at either, you will need the right gear. For a bike, you need to have gear to minimize harm should you face impact. For nighttime riding, learn all the signals, know how to put the chain back on, the right amount of pressure in the tires and on the brakes. But you don't have time to take a class on bike safety, or in this case, life safety. So let's ring that bike bell and fearlessly find out what gear we need to manage our omnipresent crisis. I have a formula that I use for stress that can be used for crisis, because that basically is what crisis is, an overwhelming amount of stress. My formula is, stress or crisis happens when the pressures we are experiencing are far greater than the resources we have available to us. Conversely, successfully navigating a crisis is when the resources we have available to us are greater than the pressures of a crisis. Since we never know when crisis will hit, we need to have those resources readily available. Resources come in the form of natural and artificial resources. The natural ones are typically free, our family of friends and relatives, co-lifers and co-workers. Okay, so if you were to experience a crisis, who are some of those that you can call on as a natural resource? Your husband, your brother, a neighbor, an office mate, a drinking buddy, a fitness buddy. So what are yours? Make a commitment to have a large list from which to draw from and also to make the ask. I hear many people say that they don't want to burden anyone. Well, guess what happens when you ask for help? You pave the road for that person to turn to you in times of need, creating that two-way street. Also, consider, wouldn't you want your family members, of friends, and relatives to ask you for help if they needed it? And wouldn't you gladly give your assistance to them? Super. Now that we have the natural resources list available to us, let's move on to the artificial ones. Artificial resources typically come with some type of fee or barter. For better lack of a word, it is hiring someone or buying something, like a gym membership, a shrink, a masseuse, a spa package. But for crisis, we have to up the ante, literally. There needs to be an emergency fund in the bank, supplemental insurances where needed, evacuation plan at home, supplies in case of a disaster, which typically consists of food and water for 3 to 5 days for each person in the home. Documents need to be drawn up like living wills and power of attorneys, hotline numbers, emergency shelters, hospitals, and good working relationships with all of our doctors. And if we need a ride from an ambulance, that might be in order. You want to make sure you can handle that as well. My pro tip. 1 year during the ice storm that hit Columbus in 2004, our electricity went out along with many, many others for many, many days. The strange part of it was, after a couple of days, one side of our block had its electric restored and the other side suffered for another week. What happened next was truly remarkable. Neighbors had extension cords running from their home across the street to the other neighbors so that they could have heat and other basic necessities. It started with me giving one to my neighbor. At that time, it was Andrew, and then the rest of the block followed suit. The lesson here is twofold. For this crisis, our natural resources of being good neighbors paired with the artificial resource of having extra long extension cords helped to manage the impact of the crisis. It also left with me a lesson to get an even better resource to have available next time disaster strikes. Buy a generator. Time for our movie motivation. The same year that the ice storm hit the Midwest in 2004, a tsunami hit Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia, and 11 other countries, killing 230,000 people. One family miraculously survived, and the movie The Impossible, that came out in 2012, starring Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts, is about their survival and that of all three of their children in an unimaginable crisis. The family never gave up, never lost hope, and through excruciating moments held on for a dear life where there was no hope for survival. Through their natural resources of each other, random people helping save people clinging from palm trees, and the artificial resources of emergency services that were in place and services for folks to help find lost lost loved ones, all five members survived, although the mother almost died from all of her internal injuries had she not been saved by a good Samaritan and a good doctor. To learn more about ways to obtain omnipresence and how to crush crisis with co-workers Luis Viciedo and Jeff Myers, and how one show turned into two on their trip to Vegas and really big pizza boxes and how they may be coming to your doorstep sometime soon, you can listen to the U-Inc. episode that is a companion to this U-Tune break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org this Memorial Day at a special time, 9 and 9:30 with me, Rhea Greifen, of course. You can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.